Chapter 5. Taking Notes. Rows upon rows of filing cabinets and shelves took up most of the back room of Moondancer's cottage. If Twilight didn't know better, she might have mistaken it for another, smaller branch of the Canterlot Library. Twilight and Spike took a seat at a small table in the center of the room. It was almost identical to the ones at the library. It was a wonder Moondancer ever left the space. There must be something in here that can put a stop to all of this. Moondancer flitted from drawer to drawer like a hummingbird in search of nectar. She used her magic to open three at once. I just wish I knew what I was looking for. Think, Moondancer! As Twilight sat and watched, she tried to think as well. The realization that she had unknowingly brought the curse upon her beloved books hung heavy in her heart and muddied her memory. So Twilight Sparkle tried her best to relive the events in her mind, hoping there was a clue about the mysterious ignorance that she might have somehow missed. She could see herself standing there in the library. She checked out the spell, whispered the words, and then boom! The ink blot had spilled onto the pages as if it were trying to speak the rest of the incantation for her. But where had the ink come from? Maybe the ignorance blots are being sucked from another book, Twilight exclaimed. Sometimes ignorance steals ideas and words from other pages. But then we'd have empty pages nearby, and we don't, Moondancer replied matter-of-factly as she kept whizzing around the room. Are you sure that's even a true quality of ignorance? Twilight slumped down. No, now that you mention it, I'm not sure it is. I think the guilt might be getting to the better of my memory. May I help with the search? Twilight reached for a drawer and slid it open. A neat row of notebooks sat inside. Each spine was color-coded and cross-referenced with symbols. Twilight's organized heart did a little flutter. What is all of this? They're my study notes, Moondancer explained. She lifted a notebook out, turned the page, and unrolled a scroll that had been secured inside. Loopy hoof writing littered the page, punctuated by precise diagrams and drawings. Every time I delve into a book, I must make notes so that I don't forget anything. Research must not be wasted. Just like we did in school, Twilight marveled at all the careful work that had gone into the project. Ever since their school days, Moondancer had always been Twilight's kindred spirit. Do you have anything on Primrose's Shield of Wisdom in here? Or at least something that will point us in the right direction? Maybe, Moondancer bit her lip in concern. Let's look over here in this section. There might be something in my notes on Star Swirl's 7 safeguards. Feel free to borrow anything that might help. As the two ponies scrambled to look, Spike found himself inexplicably drawn to the retro posters decorating the walls of the study. Some were book covers of classic Shadow Spade mystery novels and Daring Do books, but one looked like a map. Being a fan of the tabletop adventure game Oubliettes and Ogres, Spike could never resist checking out a well-drawn map. It was like exploring another world. Spike dragged a chair over, hopped onto the seat, and leaned in for a closer look. It was just an old hoof-drawn map of Equestria sprinkled with cute, foal-like illustrations. Spike could make out all the expected regions, with Canterlot in the heart of the land and his hometown of Ponyville right down below. To the east was Vancouver, and to the west sat the cities of Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Manhattan. As usual, the frozen north took up a large portion of the top sector. But this map had clearly been drawn before the Crystal Empire returned once they'd been freed from the rule of King Sombra. Something else was different about this map. Drawn in below the western peak of Foal Mountain was a village that Spike had never seen nor heard of in all his years. It was called Bales, and the rooftops of the buildings all looked like open books facing downward. He scratched his chin and considered. If the map was accurate, it appeared to be quite close to Canterlot. "Hey, Moon Dancer!" Spike turned around on the chair. He was met with the sight of Twilight and Moon Dancer frantically searching a giant stack of notebooks and pointing out excerpts to each other. "Who drew this map?"
"I did, back when I was a filly," Moon Dancer said without looking up. "I know, it's terrible, isn't it? The scale is all off. Was never much of an artist."
"I think it's wonderful," Spike replied. But what is this place called Bales? Sure looks like they might have a lot of books there."
"Bales?" Twilight rose, trotted over to the map, and inspected the drawing herself. "I've never heard of it either."
"That's because it's nothing," the unicorn finally looked up, her cheeks flushing a shade of crimson.
Twilight and Spike stared. Moon Dancer was clearly holding back. She took off her glasses and rubbed them on her sweater with a sigh.
"It doesn't exist. It's just a silly bedtime story that my father used to tell me. A myth about an entire town full of bookshops and libraries."
Moon Dancer laughed and motioned with her hoof as if to wave away the notion.
"Every book a pony could ever dream of is there, and every pony in town loves to read more than anything else. I used to fantasize about moving there when I grew up."
"I would, too," Twilight breathed in awe, eyes glittering at the mention of such a mecca. She spun around to face Moon Dancer. "But what if it were true?"
"It's not," Moon Dancer rolled her eyes. "I think my father just made it up so I wouldn't feel so different. In my filly days, I never had too many friends, because my nose was always stuck in a book," she explained with a shrug. "That is, until I started attending Celestia School for Gifted Unicorns and I met you, Twilight."
"Sounds familiar," Twilight said with a knowing grin. The whole reason she'd been sent to Ponyville to learn about friendship in the first place was because she'd been too busy with her studies.
"Oh, well," Twilight sighed, glancing at the elaborate drawing of the imaginary place on the map. "Too bad that a book town doesn't exist.
They might have had another copy of Primrose's Protections, or at least known what to do about that nasty case of ignorance that's spreading."
"I may have found a temporary solution to that." Moon Dancer stood up and focused her magic at the infected copy of A Practical Guide to Hoofball. The glittering beam encased the book and froze it in midair, safe from touching any other tomes. "If I can perform this enchantment on the books in Canterlot Library, at least it buys us some more time." Moon Dancer pushed up her glasses. "In the meantime, I guess I'm going to keep researching ways to cure the ignorance. There might be another way."
"Thank you, Moon Dancer. That is a great help," Twilight nodded.
"Maybe now we still have a chance of finding another copy of the book before the equine knocks, somewhere in Equestria."
"Where will you go?" Moon Dancer asked. Twilight pointed to an area slightly south of Niagara Falls on the map.
"I think it's time Spike and I pay a visit to the Mythica University Library."
As they strode toward the door, the ponies nodded at each other in a silent, solemn agreement. Whatever it took, they were going to save Equestria's books.